This is the Nine News Podcast.
Coming up, an asylum seeker's High Court battle, calls for a knife crime crackdown, and the latest defence blueprint unveiled. I'm Rhiannon Solomon-Marin with this afternoon's Nine News Podcast. The Commonwealth is rejecting claims it should have resettled an Iranian asylum seeker as it defends a case that could dramatically impact Australia's migration policy. Here's Nine News Federal Politics reporter Zach De Silva.
An Iranian man known only as ASF-17 is appealing his deportation here at the High Court. He's refusing to leave Australia, fearing he'll be persecuted for his sexuality if he returns home. His lawyers argue the government should have resettled him in another country, arguing their client would feel safer in war-torn Gaza than in Iran. The Commonwealth says it tried to find another country, but no one would take the man because he's an Iranian citizen and could theoretically return there. If the government loses this case, it could be forced to release as many as 200 other asylum seekers in a similar situation. At the High Court, Zach De Silva, Nine News.
A candlelight vigil will be held at Sydney's Bondi Beach for the victims of the Westfield stabbing attack. A minute's silence will take place at the event on Sunday afternoon to honour the six people killed. Local MP Marjorie O'Neill says it'll allow locals to show their support.
Our community is in a lot of pain and they are suffering, and this is really an opportunity for all of us to come together to show that we support each other during what is an incredibly difficult time, and that the strength of our community is us coming together and lifting each other up in times like this.
A day of community reflection will be held at Westfield tomorrow, while shops will reopen on Friday. Meanwhile, there's renewed calls for New South Wales to strengthen knife laws in the wake of recent violence across Sydney. Nine News reporter Max White has more.
The state government doubled the maximum penalties for possessing or wielding a knife in a public place after paramedic Stephen Toga was killed in April last year. But advocates say three serious stabbings across Sydney in less than a week shows more needs to be done. There's calls for Jack's Law, which gives Queensland Police more power to search people in public without a warrant, to be introduced in New South Wales. The legislation was put in place after Brett Beasley's son Jack was stabbed to death in 2019. He says the measure has been highly successful.
Over 1,400 people charged with over 2,500 offences.
Premier Chris Minns is calling for calm amongst the community and has confirmed he's considering beefing up laws. In Sydney, Max White, Nine News.
Australian boxing coach Jamie Pittman will not take part in this year's Olympics over sexual misconduct allegations. The former Olympian is accused of a number of code of conduct breaches, including making a lewd remark to a rookie boxer. Boxing Australia has confirmed he withdrew his application to take part in the Games. Meanwhile, International Olympic official John Coates has conceded there are growing concerns over a delay in Brisbane's Olympic plans 8 years out from hosting the Games. Nine News reporter Josh Bavis has more.
International Olympic Committee Vice President John Coates has been adamant there is still enough time to plan for a successful Brisbane 2032 Olympics. But at a Senate inquiry into the preparedness to host the Games, he admitted there is growing concern that construction is yet to begin on venues and transport infrastructure. The state government wants to upgrade the CUSAC Stadium at Nathan for the athletics venue instead of building a new $3.4 billion venue as recommended by former Lord Mayor Graham Quirk. The inquiry heard the state and federal government may have to work out a new funding arrangement since the original plans for the Games have changed. In Brisbane, Josh Bavis, Nine News.
And Australia's new defence strategy has been released, which will determine what our military capability will look like over the coming years. The federal government will spend an extra $50 billion over the next decade to modernise the Defence Force. The money will be used on new missiles, drones and aerial systems. Defence Minister Richard Marles has told the National Press Club it's about making sure the country is well protected.
There is now one job at hand: transforming our future capability such that Australia can resist coercion and maintain our way of life in a much less certain region and world.
In finance, one Australian dollar is buying 64 US cents.
Sport.
The Panthers have released enforcer James Fisher-Harris from the final 2 years of his contract on compassionate grounds. The three-time premiership winner has inked a four-year deal with the Warriors from next season. The Dolphins aren't concerned about the sweltering top-end heat. Captain Jesse Bromwich says his team is well prepared for their clash against the Eels in Darwin on Friday.
The Queensland summer was pretty tough and, you know, we had some long pre-season sessions during that time, so that wasn't too long ago, so hopefully we'll be right.
Kaylee McEwen has dominated the preliminaries of the 200-metre individual medley on day one of the Australian Open Swimming Championships. The Olympic champion has finished more than 3 seconds in front of her nearest rival. The AFL will not appeal the tribunal's decision to downgrade Brisbane's Charlie Cameron's one-match suspension to a fine, and Golden State Warriors are out of the NBA play-in series, defeated by the Sacramento Kings 118-94. I'm Rhiannon Solomon-Marin. That's the 9 News podcast. For the latest in news, tune into 9 News at 6 p.m.